If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The Bible says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I'd like to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on waiting for Jesus. Amen? On waiting for Jesus. As we see here, Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, and he's writing to this group and writing to this region in which he's talking to. And he says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, he's saying, those that are with us here, praise God, he said, we come to you and we beseech you, we look to you, the church in Thessalonica, amen, the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say today in starting out, the only way you'll start out right is when you're in God the Father and in God the Son. It's not about knowing Him in our head, but it's about having Him in our heart. It makes all the difference in the world when He moves from our head to our heart. We can know all about Him. We can know words and scriptures and verses, but till we know the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, we know nothing at all. Amen? You don't know nothing till you know Him in your heart as your Lord and your Savior, that ever-present help. Amen? When you begin to know Him in that way, He begins to bless us and He begins to help us. And we begin to wait for Him and we begin to look for Him with anticipation. I'm anticipating today when Jesus will call me home. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you want to die? Nobody wants to die. But praise God, I'm looking for the day that Jesus comes. Sometimes I get tired. Hey, I'll just be honest, sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I get aggravated. Sometimes I get frustrated. Amen, but He's a God of glory. No matter how I feel, praise God, He's still my God. He's still my Lord, and He still offered me the same promises, Brother Bill, that He offered me the day I got saved. Amen. He birthed me into the family of God, and I'm one of His, praise the Lord, and I'm looking for that glorious day of redemption when He'll take me to be with Him where He's at. Amen. That's our blessed hope. So we need to be waiting, watching for the Lord Jesus Christ. The most important part. Paul says it's exciting to know where you stand in God the Father and God the Son. He said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That grace, that unmerited favor, he said, God just keep pouring out on purpose. We don't deserve it, but praise God, He loves us and He passes out anyway. Amen. Because of that precious love that He has for us. He extends His grace and He extends His mercy. And Paul says, because of that, said, we give thanks to God always for you. Amen. He said, hey, praise God, we heard, listen, it's been mentioned about all the things that you're doing, how you love God and how you love the Lord Jesus Christ, how He's in you, praise God, and He's moving in the church and He's just enveloping you, covering you, and overflowing you. And praise God, he said, we just pray that God just keep pouring out and pouring out and pouring out, praise God, and you just keep receiving and receiving the blessings of the Lord and just keep getting encouraged and getting excited, praise God, because it's overflowing. Amen. Now what's happening in these last days we live, it's a wicked time. Everywhere you look. But there's some people that love God. and are desiring Him and saying, you know what? I'm going to stay with God. The discouragement comes, hard thinking. I think it's everywhere. But praise God, these people that's looking up saying, you know what? My Redeemer liveth. Amen. I'm serving a risen Savior this morning, one that loves me and cares for me. Praise God. Paul looked down at these folks at Thessalonica, and he said, praise God, there's a power of God there. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we give thanks at making mention to you in our prayers. He said, remembering you without ceasing. Amen. Praise God. He said, every time I think about it, boy, he said, I get excited. You know what? I get excited every time I think about folks that's going with God. Amen. Every time I see somebody getting in there, praise God, wanting a good thing, God, wanting that good touch of God, wanting that good relationship with the Lord, praise God, it excites me. And it ought to excite you. Amen. But so many times you see the old devil reaching out there and trying to drag them down. That's why it breaks my heart when folks miss church. I'm afraid the old devil, the first thing I think about is the devil reaching and pulling you down. Trying to destroy, trying to drown you in the muck and the mud of this world. Amen. So I'm like, oh, Paul, I pray, oh, God, help my brother, help my sister, praise God, to get above all that. To rise up, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. He said, I remember always, without ceasing. He said, what does he remember? He said, I remember that work of faith. Amen. That work of faith, praise God, that they had. See, faith is a, he said, that's faith that we put to work. That's faith that we realize, praise God, and we step out on it and say, you know what? All that I am by the grace of God. That's what Paul said. And I'm just trusting in faith the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver me and help me to bring somebody else along. Amen. Amen. To give me the power that I need, the strength. You know what's wrong with us today, praise God? We don't have a working faith. Amen. Both of us have weak faith. But praise God, there's a working faith that makes a difference. You say, well, what preacher, where do we get that? Where do we get a working faith? When it becomes a labor of love. Amen? When love reaches out, when love is manifest in that work, praise God, and we realize that these old sinners on their way to a devil's hell, lost without God. I mean, to be doomed and damned in hell forevermore. That's an awful, awful, awful place. Hey, we can't even emphasize how awful hell is. But praise God, I believe the Thessalonians, those folks at Thessalonica, a church over there, they got a realization of how wicked, how vile hell was and how sweet heaven was. And they said, you know what? Praise be to God. We're going to encourage people that they might miss that place called hell and might march in glory. Be to God right into the portals of glory. Amen. That labor of love, that's what made the difference. It caused them to have that work of faith, to step out with their faith and believe on Lord Jesus Christ, to realize that He's the one that can do the work. See, I can't do it. You say, well, you're the pastor. If you can't do it, who can? Jesus can. Amen. It's not about me, praise God. It's about Him who we exalt and we lift up and we pray and we give all the glory to. Amen. If we start glorying in a man, that man will let you down. You start glorying in a person, that person will let you down. You start glorying in a government official, they'll let you down. But praise God, Jesus will never let you down. Amen. He's always consistent. He's always, praise God, right on time, every time. Glory be to God to lift you up when the world's trying to push you down, to encourage you, praise God, when discouragement comes. He's always there. We just got to look for Him. As we're waiting on the Lord, praise God. Paul says, while you're waiting on the Lord, he said, hey, friend, he said, there's some works of faith, there's some labor of love, glory be to God. Paul says, I get excited about that. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, this is exciting stuff. He said, I remember without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love. But he said also, they said, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he says, hey, some patience of hope. He said, in other words, he said, that's that steadfastness. Amen. Are you hearing me? He said, that's that steadfastness that you have with the Lord. Amen. That patience that you have, that enduring patience, that enduring steadfastness, amen, abounding in the work of the Lord. Glory be to God, looking for the end result. Amen. Hey, we ain't even got a glimpse of the end result yet. But praise God, it's a coming one day in a little while. We're going to be able to see the end result of the mighty work of God through a work of faith and a labor of love because of the patience that we have. That steadfastness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Steadfastness. Amen. I told you before, faithfulness, praise God. There's a reward for faithfulness. There's a reward for steadfastness. That's that staying power that we have. And he said it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we put our faith in anything else. I've told you before, we've had phone calls. I've got phone calls and they said, Pastor Massey. And I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They said, well, we were just wondering. We've been thinking about visiting your church and we just wonder what you have for our children. Amen. I said, well, we've got good Holy Ghost singing, got good Holy Ghost Sunday school classes, got good Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. God's all over us. Amen. He's a blessing us and a helping us and encouraging us. Amen. In a steadfastness, in an assurance, something that'll work. Praise God. Games and gimmicks don't work. Amen. A big crowd will draw them in and they'll go, and then somebody else will give them something else and they'll go somewhere else. And the big crowd, amen, and the big crowd will go somewhere, amen. Something else will draw them. But praise God, when you got a steadfastness in the Lord and in the Word of God, amen, it'll root you and ground you, it'll give you a foundation. You build upon, praise God, and you get strength in the Lord. Amen. Brother David talked this morning about being as newborn babes on the milk. Amen. We need to get our strength, get our feet, praise God, get in the Word. Praise the Lord. He said, that word will give you help, that patience that we have in the Lord. Amen. Paul said it here. He said, patience of the hope that we have. Amen. That's that. I've told you, a hope is that faith with expectation. But see, Paul said it goes even beyond faith with expectation. It goes he said, that steadfastness, it adds a confident expectation. Amen. We should be confident in the Lord, praise God, with expectation this morning. Confident, not in me, not in anybody else, but praise God, confident in the Lord, praise God, that He will perform that. Praise God, He's promised He'd perform. Yeah, amen. So our call, He said, it's a confident faith that we have. Amen. That's where our hope comes from. Amen. A confident faith, a steadfast faith in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to do that in the world that we're living in. Because things is constantly changing. Amen. Oh me. If we ain't careful, we chase after those things that's changing. And we forget that thing that's unchangeable. Amen. We forget about the Lord God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ, who never changes, praise God. We can be established as in a foundation on Him in a steadfast, praise the Lord, and it never changes. It's consistent, it's stable, it's sure, it's steadfast. So we take a steadfast confidence in Him, praise God. Realize that He is steadfast and that we take our confidence in. That make any sense? God, hey, listen, Lord Jesus Christ is sure when everything around us is falling apart. We can have a foundation on Him. We can trust Him, praise God, because He delivers. Amen. Paul said, He's a good God of glory, amen. And he said, what's happening? There's a work of faith. There's a labor of love. He said, there's a steadfastness, praise God. There's a patience that you have, and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in hope of Him. Amen. But I like this next part. He said, our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on, he says, in the sight of God, our Father. He said, hey, listen. Hey, brother Eddie, he said, there's somebody that's looking on. See, we get this mindset sometimes. Now listen, we get this mindset sometimes and we get in this thing and we're just on our own, try to muddle through it, try to do the best we can. But I want to say glory be to God. There's a God the Father's up above. He's a looking down on us. He sees where you're at, sees what you need. Praise God, He loves you more than anything in this world. Glory be to God. And He's there to help us along. Amen. 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 See, if we ain't careful, we get the idea that God's up there and He's just looking for an opportunity, excuse to give us a good whipping. Amen. To pick out our faults and our failures and to criticize. You know, Jesus never did do that. Even that woman, there was a time they brought a woman to Him. They said, caught her in the very act of adultery. Remember the stuff? And He got down, He stooped down, He began to write. He said, he that was out sin cast the first stone. Because what they were supposed to do, they would stone her for her sin. And one by one, from the eldest down, they began to just go away. And he got up and he looked around again. They were still a few there, so he got down and he began to ride again. Amen. Began to ride on the ground. When he got done, he stood up the second time. There was nobody there. He said, "Where are thine accusers?" He said, "Is there none that accuse?" She said, "None, Lord." He said, "Neither do I accuse you." Amen. He said, "I'm not going to hold it against you what you've done in the past." He said, "What I'm going to do, praise God, is forgive you that." He said, "Just go and
what?
Sin no more." Amen. The devil wants to hold us down, but praise God, if we have patience and steadfastness in the Lord, realize God's all looking and He loves us and He'll help us. Praise God, we can go and sin no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's there to help us. He loves us. He's not there to ridicule us and put us down. He's there to lift us up. Praise God. We ought to realize every day, every step of the way, praise God, that God is on our side. If you're saved, amen. If you're not saved and you're at enmity or an enemy of God, I don't want to be an enemy of God, do you? But praise God, I want God on my side. Amen, because He looks down and He has, and the Bible says Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. I don't know about you, I need strength. I need power in my life. And the Bible teaches there that power is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our power. He is our strength, praise God. When we seem like we have none at all, amen, He's that power that we need. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He said, in the sight of God and in your Father, He said, knowing, brethrenly beloved, your election of God. See, this is where the rubber meets the road. He said, that calling of God, that election of God, that calling out of the world. Amen. He said, that's what makes the difference. That's what makes you, that's what gives you working faith, this labor, love, and this patience of hope, praise God. It's because of what God has done, because God has called you to something bigger than what this world has to offer. You say, well, preacher, there ain't nothing bigger in this world, praise God. They've got riches and all this other, all the games and gimmicks and everything that we need. Yeah, but there's a great big God that owns it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why take this when we can get this? Amen. Why take a little cupful, praise God, when we can get the pitcher? Amen. And it's in God. He elects us. He calls us, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Look at 1 Peter. He talks about that. He's talking here to the Jew. And he says, hey, listen. He said, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. He said, how are you elected? Through the foreknowledge of the Father, knowing that what He would need, that He could call you out. Amen. Through sanctification of the Spirit. That's how He does it. He takes you out by the Spirit of God, sanctifies, sets you apart to something different. Amen. So we're not the person that we used to be. See, if we could ever get that in our mind, then we're not who we used to be. But we become a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hey, so many people muddling through this thing that's trying to do it the way they always done it before without the help of God. Did you hear me? I said, we're trying to do it without the help of God, without the blood of the Lord, without the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't do it. We'll fail miserably. But He said, the sanctifying of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, when we recognize and realize that we're saved by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. No other way. Amen. No other way to be saved except the blood that was shed on Calvary for your sin and mine. And we accept that blood, praise God, that it was applied to my life. Amen. Sanctified by the power of God through the Holy Spirit. The blood applied through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, grace unto you, that unmerited favor, that peace be multiplied. Amen. He said, blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. That living hope. It's not a dying hope. Hey, so many people believe, you know what? I've got hope for when I go out of here, maybe I'll make it to heaven. I will say glory be to God. If you're a child of God, you've got a living hope. You're alive now in Lord Jesus Christ. You're not living in the flesh. Amen. We start living in the Lord and Him in us. Makes all the difference. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again to life and hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. He said, this is what's applied to us. An inheritance incorruptible and that undefiled and fadeth not away. Amen. He said it's death proof. He said it's sin proof. It's time proof. Praise God. We don't have to deal with it no more. Amen. It's God Almighty through the precious blood of Jesus that takes away all our sin and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Not only that, he said, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, praise God. What does that? He said, it's the precious Lamb of God. Reveal it to the last time, that time of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when He comes to help us and to take us out of here to be with Him. So we see what happens here. The Lord says there's a different way. There's a better way and a better day for a child of God. Amen. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through those that's the election of God, the calling out. Amen. The elected. The called out ones of God. When God's speaking to your heart, listen, we better answer. Hello? You hear what I said? When God speaks to your heart, you better answer. Amen. Because He's there wanting to help you. Amen. He's wanting to touch you in so many different ways. Praise God. You'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise be to God. You'll rejoice and give God the glory all the days of your life. Amen. But he goes on in 1 Thessalonians in verse 5, and he says, for our gospel came not unto you with word only. He said, but also in power. Amen. And then the Holy Ghost. He said, it's the Holy Ghost of God that's a stirring down in your heart. It's the Holy Ghost of God that's fingering around your heart. Amen. It's going from your head to your heart. It's showing you that you're just no sinner exceeding and that we need help from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, in much assurance, as you know that what manner of men we were among you for your sakes. He said, there was some confidence there. Because there was something that was real, praise God, that you seen was real. You know, I often wonder why we can't win folks to the Lord more than we do. But I wonder if what they're seeing in us, if it's real, it's actual. Amen. Or if is it fictional? It needs to be actual. It needs to be real. Praise the Lord. He said, they seen something real in us. Praise His holy name. He said, you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction. Amen. And with joy of the Holy Ghost. He said, you received the word. He said, there was a tremendous amount of persecution. Amen. Now he's talking to the Jew and he said, you know what? In order for them to be saved, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, they would get kicked out of the synagogue. They would be disallowed in the family. They would be isolated from everybody they knew. A persecution would be upon them. Hey, you may be in a situation today, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you try to live right, people around you won't like it. But he said, you know what? He said, you endured much persecution. Said a tremendous amount of persecution there, but praise God, you just kept praising the Lord. Amen. I want to say we can endure all the persecution that the world has because we've got one that's greater than the world. Amen. I don't know about you, my Lord's great. I mean, He's almighty. He's greater than anything. You say, well, preacher, how do we do this? By selling out for God. Amen. By waiting for Christ, by looking for His appearing. Paul said, this is all because you have a desire to see the Lord. Amen. Because you're waiting with an expectation of seeing Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, where's our expectation today? Are you expecting to see the Lord? In verse 9, he goes on and says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering we had unto you. Amen. He said, we've seen it at what we've done, what we told you, what God had to tell you, praise God. You accepted, you received, praise God, and it made a difference. I wonder, is God making a difference in your life? He should be making a difference in our life every day. Every day, every way, God should be making a difference in our life. You say, well, how did He make a difference? He said, and how ye turned to God from idols. Amen. Did you hear that? He said, hey, listen, there's a whole lot of the idols they had in Rome and had in Thessalonica, all these little G gods that people was chasing. He said, you know what you did? He said, you turned away from them. He said, you forsook them, praise God. And you started following a true and a living God. That God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, became the most precious part. I wonder today, is the Lord Jesus the most precious part of our lives? Or is there so many things that we're chasing that's more important? I'll tell you what, hey, the Lord needs to be the most important part of our life. We need, why? Because we've got to be looking to Him. Amen. We've got to be looking for Him. If we're not looking for Him with an expectation and a hope, praise God, we may miss Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, not if you say, if you're saved, you'll be looking for Him. You'll be expecting Him. You say, well, you're talking about the second coming? No, I'm talking about the Lord showing up. Amen. Praise God, no matter where you are, glory be to God, He's just apt to show up, be right there. Because God the Father's looking at, He's watching us. Amen. He's a watching with an expectation, hey, praise God, to see how we'll do, so He'll know how to help us. Amen. And when we recognize that and we're looking for that help, praise God, it comes right on time. Did you ever wonder how you could quit doing what you do, saying what you do, and reacting the way you react? With the help of the Lord. Realizing that God's a watching you, and if we'll focus on Him, praise God, He'll show us how to do right. Amen. You say, well, preacher, wait a minute. It can't be that simple. They've got to be a formula, this thing. They've got to be some set guidelines I've got to learn and memorize. And no, I will say the only thing we got to know is the Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified and risen again.
Amen.
Amen. And look to Him, praise God, to be our every present help. Amen. Everywhere we do, everywhere we go, everything we do, praise God, He's there to help us, to guide us. Why do you think the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? He's there to show us everything. We won't want for knowledge. We won't want for wisdom. We won't want for food. We won't want for raiment. We won't want for housing. We won't want for nothing, because He said, I shall not want. Because the shepherd, he's not going to see one little sheep be harmed. He wants to see us well taken care of. Because every one of us is precious in the eyes of God. So Paul says, hey, listen, he said, you know what? He said, they forsook their idols, praise God. They took their eyes off the world and put their eyes on God, and God began to manifest His blessing upon them, and He began to lead them, praise God. And he said, these people were a blessing all over the community, all over the neighborhood, and in counties and countries round about. People wondering all the time, people talk about this thing, this election stuff's going on. So how can we take America back? Does anybody know how we can take America back? Get America back to God. And it starts with one individual at a time. When we start focusing our attention more on the Lord, and less on stuff and things, idols of this world. Amen. God begins to manifest Himself to it, and we begin to be a help to ourselves and those around us. Amen. And they start seeing God too. And this thing gets big. Amen. It gets so big we couldn't contain it. Amen. Praise God, before you know it, it get plumb out of the banks. Amen. He said, how do they do it? He said, they turn to God from idols. Amen. So the Bible says here that they turned to God. How do they do it? Because you know how we do it? Because through that sanctifying process that God has. Sanctified, set apart by the good cause of Christ. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 23, He said, the very God of peace sanctify you, what? Holy. See, He don't sanctify you just a little bit, or just in little parts, but said when we truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, He sanctifies us wholly. That means completely. That means absolutely. Amen. He said, in other words, He sets us apart for the cause of Christ. Amen. He said, I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. You say, preacher, can we be without sin? Not here, but praise God, it'll be preserved over there. But I want you to notice here, he said, your spirit, your soul, and your body. You know that's the three S's, three parts of a human being. Our body, soul, and spirit. He said, God said, He'll wholly sanctify you, praise God. And he said, and the God of peace. So he'll give you peace in your soul, set you aside for his glory. Amen. So you can just praise him. Amen. With rejoicing in your soul. It don't get no better than that, folks. Amen. If you're trying to find it somewhere else, you're going to miss the boat. But praise God, it's right here in the Lord. You say, well, what are we looking for? We're looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, preserve blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he said, what makes the difference in us, praise God, is being set aside for God's glory. I want to ask you a question this morning. How many of you have actually ever said, you may say, well, Lord, please forgive my sins, save me. But I wonder how many of us have ever got on our face and said, Lord, please, God, set me aside for your glory. Use me in every essence and fiber of my being, oh God, for your glory. Amen. And expecting him to. See, that's what he's saying. He said to God, what? He said, God, he wants to take your whole body. Body, soul, and spirit, every essence, every fiber of you. Praise God, he wants to use you for his glory. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what will I get out of this? You'll get to bring glory to God, and you'll get a heavenly home, praise God, and you'll get a Savior that one day will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise God. And you say, well, preacher, that don't sound like a whole lot. Praise God. I want to say this morning, that's everything. Amen. That is everything. That's the most important part. Say, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? The only way to preserve your soul is to put it in the hands of the preserver. Amen. You know what he said, what Paul said? He said, you know how the Thessalonians done it? How the church of Thessalonians, he said, praise God. He said, they come away from their idols. He said, they put their focus and their mind on God and on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And they said, you know what? We're going with God. Let me just say this morning. You know how that started? Does anybody have an idea how that probably started? I got to think about this the other day. Boy, I had me a spell. It probably started with one old saint of God. And they said, you know what? Like old Joshua said, you know what? Me and my family, we're going with God. Amen. Me and my family, we're going with God. Amen. Praise God. And they got in there and they started being an example. They got folks got to seeing that, and they got to seeing how much joy they had in their soul, how they had peace and harmony. Their family was coming together, life was coming together. It seems like, amen, they didn't, it wasn't that they didn't have hardships and trials, praise God, but they began to deal with them differently. And folks began to watch that, and you know what? Then another family come in. And then another person came in, and another life got touched. And next thing you know, from what Paul tells here, the whole church of Thessalonica, they was a unity, they was a bond, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. They was no little old petty envy. They was no strife. They was no jealousy. Amen. At the church of Thessalonica, there's nowhere in there that it speaks of any of that. But he said they had their eyes. You know why? Because they had their eyes on God. They took their eyes off of idols, and they put their eyes on Lord Jesus Christ because He is the prize of the high call, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He's the way to be a winner when we put our eyes on the Lord. He said, you know how He done it? Praise God. He said, one individual after another began to say, praise the Lord. Jesus is the most important part. I'm going to take Jesus. I'm going to try the Lord. Amen. And you know what? You know what happens when you try the Lord on? You find out that He feels good. Amen. There ain't nothing like it when you just put Him on and you begin to wear Him. See, that's the only way we have hope. That's the only way we have confidence. He said, that's why we have faith and the labor of love and patience of hope. Praise God. He said, because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn away from the idols. Turn to God. Say, He's the most important part. He's number one. Everything else is number two. But see, the problem that we... Let me just rephrase. The problem I have with that
Eddie, is self. Self gets in my way. Amen. Does self ever get in your way? Amen. But what we do is, we say, I'm going to get self out of the way. The selfish, my self-centeredness, it's not about me, but it's about Him. I want my life to bring glory to God. Every essence, every fiber, everything I do, everything I say, everywhere I go, that God would get the glory. Amen. And when we determine that in our hearts, not in our head, in our heart, determine our heart, praise God, God begins to get the glory. Amen. And then God begins to show out His glory. See, when God gets glory, God's glory is manifest. Amen. We begin to see it. We begin to recognize it. We begin to say, hey, you know what? That's God. He said, but when what Paul's saying, he said, when they begin to wait on, for the Lord, when they begin to look for the Lord, begin to expect the Lord showed up. Amen. But he said the only way they've done that, praise God, the way they become what God wants to come is when they took themselves away, set themselves aside and said, Lord God, I'm here for Your glory. Amen. And you know what happens when we do that, church? We finish well in the Lord. Amen. We finish for His praise and His glory. Amen. And everything about us, praise God, will be for Him. And folks will begin to see that. They begin to recognize it. The church will become together. Amen. All the little things that want to mess it up. Oh, the devil would love to mess it up. The devil would like to come in here. He'd like to destroy. He'd like to make Eddie mad at Brother Rex and Brother Chris mad at Brother Don and get things started up and get a bunch of envy and strife and things. But praise God, when you've all got your eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we see the devil's attacks. Amen. See, that's why the devil's got so many distractions. That's why he don't want us to focus on the Lord. Because then he can't distract us so easily. But he said when they took their minds off the idols and they put their mind, their body, soul, and spirit on the Lord, praise God, all the distractions went away and God began to get all the glory. Amen? What we see is Lord getting glory, praise the Lord, out of our lives. I want to ask you this morning in closing, is God getting glory out of your life? He said, well, preacher, not really. Well, what we got to do then is we got to wait on the Lord. We got to look for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We got to expect Him in our lives. Expect Him to manifest Himself to us, to show us. See, it's not about when we're going out of here. It's about why we're living here. God to show Himself to us so He can manifest, so we can walk with God all the days of our life. Amen.